Yes, I was a film editor, but then I meet a woman by the name of Mrs. Boissonnas, and she told me that if I want to make a film, I could make a film. She will sponsor it. And so here became a sort of freedom in a way, because I didn't have to worry about a script. I didn't have to worry about casting any big actor or anything like that. I was already given the opportunity to make a film for myself. I mean, for myself. Yeah. To make whatever I choose for. And this is very good because actually it's not that you do whatever you do, anything or whatever, but it's like give you an opportunity to open up into what you want. And I choose deux fois as a way to say, well, you know, I'm a woman, and we always were told the kind of fairy tale, you know, once upon a time a charming prince will come and will marry you. I said, well, I will do twice upon a time, you know. No, it's deux fois, it's a film. Have you seen it? No. Okay, well, you can see it tomorrow, I guess, and also it's a film that was made in a spontaneity of 1968, after 1968, during 1968, at the end. And for me, it was, I was going from being a specialist worker as a film editor, you know, I cut for La Nouvelle Vague and all that, with great guys, Jean Rouch, Chabrol, Jean-Luc Godard, and all that. I don't want to drop names, but they are great guys, and I learned a lot as a technician. And I was ready to go on my own, you know, to get whatever I want. And, well, you know, it's a long time ago now, it's because 68, today is 2006, so, but the film has this sense of, I hope, sense of, you know, doing things that are not done before because of the, it's not because the money make you be free, it's not that. Money doesn't make you be free because look at Hollywood film, you know, they don't, it's everybody is very, but or independent film, and if you have enough money to make what you want, you're like an artist, you know, you are working on your own and you can think and you can have time and you don't, nobody impose you to have a big star, nobody impose you to have a screenwriter which is known, which is going to make money at the box office. So you know, you just, you know, I didn't, almost, it's terrible to say that, I almost didn't know what I was doing when I made Deux Fois. I will say it's not really per se a feminist film. I mean, yeah, of course it's a woman and I'm playing in it, and you know, the subject reached some extreme development in the film, you know, that are maybe feminist. Like, a lot of critics told me that they saw that, like, you know, to express myself. I mean, I want to express myself, but but at the same time, I was only with two men in the film, the cameraman and the actor. So actually, it's not that I manipulate them, but it's I was there. I don't know. So, feminist, it's always a problem for me because I'm afraid to be labelized feminist, you know. And in a way, yes, I was born as a feminist because my mother was a suffragist, my father was a communist, and he was resistant during the war. So, you know, we were very politically oriented in the family. But at the same time, I was just, I don't know, maybe I was more free than many others. I was maybe more lucky to be able to have that free money, so to speak, and so I can do whatever I want. I was not afraid of being watched by a critic and being pointed at or being judged, or, you know. I think that's what it is, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
However, you know, the film was judged a lot because it was not judged, but it was like kind of shocking, you know, because I'm sometimes long shot, but then all of a sudden I have a body language and, you know, you see myself half naked in the film. And I don't tell you any other things I do because you have to watch the film, and it's a surprise. Some people see it, some other people don't see it. I was always a dancer. I mean, you know, it sounds like a cliche, you know, to say that. But I was, I studied dance, and I was very lucky that I had to study dance with Russian mistress. Maîtresse de danse for 8 years, but I'll learn about the new dance like Cunningham or like Martha Graham, actually, because Cunningham, he come from Martha Graham. Oh. And I couldn't believe it when I heard how they dance and all that. So that was, I was 20 years old, you know, when I did Merce Cunningham. We were all like 20, 25 when we made that film, because Merce Cunningham came to Paris and he started to have a show with Rauschenberg and John Cage, and the dancers were absolutely fantastic. But, okay. And so, when I was in New York, I met a very, very important filmmaker, Yvonne Renner, who was also a dancer. And I like her film, they are connected, you know. I think when you make film, you have to explore all the possibility of plasticity, you know, of expressing body language. When I take a camera, I love the camera specifically. Yours is good because it's like a stylo. But when you have a camera, a real camera like this, you have to have a square, you know, you have to have like a frame, so you have to have your body, you know, with you that move and, you know, record things. That's the way I integrate in the work of the camera, the work of dance with the dancer in Cunningham. What do you see in Cunningham? Did you were interested in the film? Okay. No, it's an amazing film. I mean, it's an amazing film for the fact that you won't find that so often, this combination of great people like Rauschenberg, Cage, the music, Rauschenberg, the decor and costume, and Cunningham dancing, and the dancer, Viola Farber, and she was the one who do like this, like that, you know, like... She was great. She was a bit like this dancer, this Japanese dancer, you know, same. And then Rebecca, what's her name? Brown, Caroline Brown. And then Tudor was doing the, you know, the music with the piano and all that. But yeah, in relation to my film, I think body language is very, very important now with Is that your question? The new film is about my parents. It's like a home movie. It's about You know, I have a lot of... I was like somebody displaced, you know, because I was staying in America, I had a career in America, whatever. I came back to France, and it's a way to find a, again my roots in France, to make a film about what happened to me and to my parents during the war, because I was born in 1940, so in the middle of the war. And my father was a resistant, and I want to have, and I film him, and my mother too, was a resistant. I filmed them for 20 years, and now they die. And I want this, their kind of memory to be maybe available to some people, because I think they were very courageous, but it's not the point to be courageous. They were very interesting people, but small people, you know, they were like teachers and all that. So, but I have difficulty to really finish it, because it's like, at the same time, you know, I contradict myself, but it's okay, because if you're free to do whatever you want, but you have, so to have somehow a way to have somebody that produce with you the film, or to find a way to show it, you know. Of course, festival, and, you know, maison de culture, or whatever, cultural event. But, you know, you like to be more exposed, you know, so I'm working also on learning how to montage, but with your machine, you know, which is very difficult for me, because I'm the old school, you know, I'm like an old driver who want to learn how it is to ride a bicycle with like an automatic shift, you know, and if he gets confused, if I get confused and I don't know how to direct it, you know, I'm very lost. So I have a bunch of friends that are very young, and we do a collective, and it's called the Collective for Young Cinema in Paris, and they're going to teach me. Because I'm an old filmmaker, but I always want to have advice from young people, you know. I don't want to be too patriarchal or matriarchal. But it's true, as I said, you know, I'm a little bit out of the game, and at the same time, I want to continue to make film because I know how to make them. At least I know how to cut, which is already not too bad, you know. I mean,